The Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Psalm 34. I said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from some of my fears. He delivered me from what? I tell you what, you're about to be delivered from every single one of your fears. And if you're delivered from fear, that means you're going to be able to walk in supernatural faith. Things will happen, situations will come that used to rattle your world, but thank God, God delivered me from every one of my fears. And when you get delivered from every one of your fears, you lose all of your confidence in the devil. The devil needs your fear in order to do some things in your life. As God needs your faith to move, the devil needs fear to do some things. And if you want to cut off all of his power, how many of you want to make the devil powerless in your life in this next season? Seek the Lord and let him deliver you from every one of your fears. So he said, I'm not afraid of that, Mr. Devil.
I'm not afraid of anything.
I have sought the Lord. And he has delivered me from every one of my fears. And delivered me unto his word. You need to turn your fear. You need to exchange your fear for the word and promise of God. You need to turn your fear into the word of God. When the devil comes at you with certain things that would cause you to be dismayed and upset and cause you to get a little bit of fear, turn the word of God on. Fear will make you change direction. Fear will make you change your mind. It'll make you even stop walking for a second. It might not stop you for the long haul, but it'll make you stop walking for a day sometime. Fear will make you stop walking in joy for an hour. We can't afford not to walk for a day. We can't afford not to be in joy for an hour.
Amen.
Bible says, give no place to the devil. God's about to deliver the saints from all fear because they're going to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might in the word of God.
Amen.
You know, anything that causes you not to obey God is fear. Faith causes you to obey. No matter what circumstance, no matter what situation, you must obey God. Not based on what you see about you. Not based on what you see around you. Not what you might see in your checking account. Not what you might see in the attitudes of the people around about you. That's not going to deliver you. You got to be delivered by the word of God. I've sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fear. And God will deliver you from your fear by giving you supernatural Holy Ghost word and tell you to wait on him. If God said it, he'll do it.
Amen.
If you run from the word of God, you'll be running all of your life. We can make things happen. You can change some things and alter some things and move around here, move around there, and do many things. But I want God's best. I want his word. I want what he said. I don't want something that looks like what he said. I want exactly what he said. And we got to learn to wait on it. I sought the Lord and he delivered me from every one of my fears. And said, you know what? When you're delivered from your fears, it doesn't mean you're just not shaking your boots anymore. You're confident in the word of God. Something good, something just right is going to happen to me. We're going to be confident in that. Hallelujah. Well, this one's acting up, that one's acting up. I'm not going to worry about a thing. He said, what did, my word is greater than every one of the things that you face. My word is greater than everybody in here. His word will do it alone. Amen. He told Gideon, you'd win. And in the process of time, he took them to some water. Had everybody drinking like dogs. And cut some off. But thank God he didn't base his faith on how many men he had. He based his faith on what God said. And the Lord has spoken. And I choose to believe God. Hallelujah. It's a choice. It goes beyond selfish ambition. It goes beyond selfish ambition. Brother, why are you still holding on? Why are you still holding on? I've heard God. Amen. Don't you know you could do better? Amen. The best thing is the will of God. The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. And your faith would get tried. The devil will do things. Each time my faith was tried concerning this ministry, you could be walking like a giant, then for 15 minutes, you'll get that them 15-minute panic attacks. If you got to have to address it. The devil comes and puts on a little sideshow. And you know what delivered me from all of my fears? Promises. I would look to do anything, and then the word of the Lord came. And every time fear arose, the only answer I'd get is what he said. One of the words that held me, every time I brought it up and every time I spoke it out of my mouth, faith would arise. That word that God said, you'll be green and prosper and reign. That you'll be green and prosper and reign. Want to give up, want to hang it up. But God said that they'd be green. We have to depend on what the Lord says. I see a green leaf. And it shall come to pass. Then it got even better. Then it got, somebody say the word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. Your faith needs to arise. Now I'm going to tell you some things that help me out, but you're going to learn to apply that to your life. Because there are going to come some situations in your life and there's some promises that you've got that you're not going to see anything sometime to make that thing that you say, hey, how's this going to work out? I don't see how it's going to work out. Amen. It looked like it's going the other way. I don't understand it. But this will help you. The only thing that will give you faith, the only thing that will develop your faith is not outward circumstances. See, we think if 75 more people would show up on Sunday morning, our faith would really be increased. No, we'd be excited, but that'd be in the natural. Somebody say, that'd be in the flesh. People come and go, that'd be in the natural. Don't you base your faith on what you see. Don't base your faith on what you hear. I heard this one's coming. I heard that one's coming. Don't base your faith on what you see, hear, or feel. Don't base your faith on any of those things unless it's the word of God that you hear.